Maxine and all of her snide all of her wonderful stories. Nice stories.
Good.
Yes.
We're all going to do that.
Good to see. Good to see both of you. Of course,
good
Kelly.
To see you, Joel.
Kelly with Fanatical Fish. And Maxine, of course, you see her at the Butternut Historical Society and maybe a few other places too, right, Maxine?
Yes.
So we have a special event coming up this Saturday, right?
We do. Once again, and we don't know how many, we haven't kept track, but this is Village Fest. I don't know, maybe fourth, fifth. What do you think? Sixth? I can't remember.
Something like that.
Everything blurs together now.
Let me see.
Yeah. Maybe six, four.
I think this is our fifth
one. And this is really, you know, basically a customer appreciation sort of event. It's not a fundraiser. It's basically intended just to thank the community for all their support because, you know, you support us. And so it's a potluck. So please bring a dish to pass. I did have a guy call me yesterday and he asked about it.
Oh, neat.
And he said, how many people usually attend this? And I'm like, well, you know, anywhere between 70 and 100. And he's like, oh, I can't make a dish for that many. I'm like, no. We are not expecting you to feed 100 people.
Everybody.
That would be silly. No, just, you know, and our goal with this was to get people to go into your grandma or your mother's or your grandfather, grandmother's. I'm not being sexist here. Look at their cookbooks and see if there are old recipes that you loved as a child or grandchild, and you'd like to redo those. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, Maxine, what's your favorite recipe? What are you known for, Maxine?
Cooking. I'm a German cook. I do pretty good German potato salad.
All right.
Okay. So that's what I'll be bringing.
Yeah. German potato
salad. I always do the German potato salad.
Yeah. All right.
And Jean always does the beans.
Beans. And we'll have brats.
And we have homemade sauerkraut.
They gotta like that.
Ken Weinberger makes that.
Yay.
I mean, he grows it and shreds it and turns it into
kraut. He raises the cabbages from a baby. And then,
right.
So the brats are taken care of.
Yeah, brats.
My gosh. And we can't forget to thank Dan Wagner, who year after year has, for when we had Oktoberfest and now with Village Fest, he has always provided the bratwurst.
Yay.
And it's a gift to the museum from Super One.
Yeah, and I don't think a lot of people who don't maybe deal within organizations and put on events maybe don't realize what Dan at Super One does for the community.
Wow. Yes,
because he has a choice there as a manager of what he wants to do, and he chooses to really be a big part of the community,
and he helps out.
I'm a part of the Lord's Cupboard, and he helps us out so much with that.
Yeah.
He does so much, so hats off to Dan. Yeah.
And also, Quick Trip.
Yes.
Gives us free hot dog buns.
Yeah.
And that's very appreciated because it doesn't cost us anything because we aren't making any money on this.
It's just a community celebration.
I want to advertise for Quick Trip. They give us hot dog buns and say, thank you, Quick Trip.
So the brats and buns will be there. Bring something to pass, whatever you want to, and we're going to have some music.
Yes, George Faltinowski, most of you know and better not know George. He sings and plays the accordion, and he will be backed up by John Lynch, and a lot of you know John.
Oh, yeah.
He's a wonderful drummer and wonderful person, and John has been with us for this event since he was like in sixth grade, since he was just a little teeny tiny boy. Now he's a man. So we have music, and it's polka music, of course, and we encourage people to get out and dance. We kind of set it up so that you can dance in the main area of the pavilion, So music.
All right. So it'll be a potluck, so bring a dish to pass. Yeah. And the weather is going to be nice.
It's supposed to be 76 last time I checked. 76
would
be great.
It's going to be beautiful.
I think every year we keep moving it up a week.
Yeah.
I think we started with Oktoberfest.
If you do an outdoor October.
You never know.
It used to be just dreadful.
Should be nice.
Dreadfully cold.
Nice.
We've kind of learned that outdoor October events might not be
a just a bad idea.
Great idea unless you're really hardcore. So that's Saturday from 4 to 7. Four to seven. Everybody's welcome, even if you don't live in Butternut.
It's
called Village Fest because we had to come up with some kind of name, but it's for everybody. And we do say 4 to 7, but if you're having a really good time, it's not like we're going to kick you out at seven. Time's up. We're tired. And there is wine and beer for sale that we can't give away because that would be a bad idea.
Yeah. this is Wisconsin, folks.
Exactly. So you have to pay for your beer or wine.
There's a history of free alcohol events in Wisconsin that we have learned from that history.
Exactly. our parade people give out, but we're not going to be doing that stuff. So that's for sale.
All right. Yeah. And that's right there at the Village Pavilion.
Right. Right on Michigan. For people who don't know, it's right on Michigan Street, so it comes up Highway 13. So
yeah. I always say, if you get lost in Butternut, you're in trouble,
you're
right?
Give up your license. The pavilion is it's completely handicap accessible. Yeah. The bathrooms are handicap accessible. So, you know, if you have, you know, some mobility issues or whatever, you're well, we're very inclusive.
It's going to be a beautiful afternoon. Yes. So come on down. George Volnowski has a lot of fun playing the music.
It's a hoot. Yeah. If you haven't ever watched George perform, it's, you know, you've missed something. You need to come. He's just hilarious.
Well, he's a very multi-talented
person.
He
is. Really? He is. And he's hilarious.
You hear that, George?
Yeah. And he's actually,
She said something nice about you, George.
Exactly. I sing in a community choir with him, and he actually really does have a good voice, and he reads music, and he's a good harmonizer. No, he's really great. You want to check that out.
All right. Yeah. Very good. Yeah, so we always like to take advantage of getting updates, of course. Maxine, the museum, the Historical Society there.
Working on, and I've almost completed, an obituary book.
Okay.
How exciting.
And I have a friend whose grandmother saved obituaries starting in 1923. And her mother just also saved obituaries.
She was a newspaper clipper, huh?
And now my friend is a newspaper clipper. Yeah. And so we have stacks and stacks and stacks. So we have been putting them in a notebook. This is about the third year. Yeah. And we're still not finished, but we're way down to like maybe a stack this high. And it's
for those people listening, it's from, that high.
Yeah, so they can see exactly. You couldn't see that high. Okay. You know?
And that means just a little bit left. And anyway, so it goes way back to when, and it's amazing that you things that you learn about the local people.
Oh, when my wife was doing genealogy, it sounds kind of morbid, but obituaries are the best place to find out who the relatives are and all that stuff. It's a great resource, isn't
it? Right, exactly. Yes. There were things there that I half knew, you know, and thought what I thought was correct, I found out wasn't correct. And when you read the obituary, it's like, oh my gosh, they had that many children. I didn't know that. And they lived with so-and-so, which was a surprise to me.
Yeah. I mean, and even the person who deceased, their history, because a lot of that information that is put, even in recent obituaries, a lot of that information that's put into there is information that if you don't put it in there, it's gone.
Yes.
Right.
Because you learn that he worked at this dairy farm when he was a kid and stuff. You learn information in there from the family that now sticks, right?
Exactly. Absolutely. Yeah. I found out when my uncle passed away as a young man, he died in 1923 and he was 23 years old. And I always would ask people in the family, what did he die from? Oh, and I'd get this and I'd get that. And it was like everybody had something and something. I even had poison water as a reason one time. And I said, well, where did the poison water come from? Well, I don't know, but whatever. Well, recently I found out he died from pneumonia, because pneumonia killed people 100 years ago.
Right.
And so I was just so relieved. Called my cousin out in California to tell her that.
Yeah.
Because we always heard this crazy story about poisoned water.
Yeah, so if people are into genealogy, they might want to stop and get information and kind of page through there and see some of the names.
We have two loose leaf folders now, and the really thick ones. And we will have those both at the level of 6 inches or so.
Yeah, okay.
So, I'll also pipe in things that are new. This is not as sexy as an obituary book, but we actually have a handicap accessible bathroom downstairs now, something we needed a long time ago, thanks to a wonderful, generous donation from a local former resident named Jack Kiley.
He's going to be mad you used his name on the radio.
Oh, sorry about that, Jack. Our bathroom was always upstairs. We got as far as getting a nice high-rise toilet upstairs, but you still had to go all these stairs. Now it's right on the ground floor. It's big enough for a wheelchair. So we have a handicap accessible bathroom, finally.
There is so much information inside that little building you have. There's so much stuff.
And there are so many amazing people from that little community. We've had a Secretary of Agriculture come from Butternut. We have John, Bessie, who had all those mills. Mm-hmm. Bob Bessie, who was a composer. Charlie Fisher, who was the wrestler.
Yes,
I just came upon a whole bucket load of old newspaper articles with Charlie Fisher that are about 100 years old, too, and wondering what to do with them. So if you have any extra money hanging around the audience, you can just donate it to us because we're thinking of having it digitized.
All right, and people can always check out the Butternut Area Historical Society Facebook page and maybe message on there because about you know when they can come visit or maybe they want to bring their Boy Scout troop there or something.
Oh, we love that. Yeah. Maxine is the person who does field trips. We certainly want to encourage more kids in because that's how you start your new fan base.
Right.
So, yeah.
Exactly. So back to the obituaries again. Give us an update. Kelly, of course, is famous for all the murals. When you see a mural, it's her here in northern Wisconsin. What are you busy doing right now?
A veterans mural for the village of Tony. So for those of you, Tony is just east of Ladysmith.
Flambeau,
Actually, between now and my hopeful retirement, which is in February, I have to do 104 veterans. So I've got my work cut out for me. That's a little exhausting, but it's okay.
So what does retirement mean for Kelly Meredith?
Retirement just means I will quit doing murals. I'll still have to fish the gallery. Maybe I'll go back to teaching classes at my gallery. Yeah. I don't know. I got to think about that one. I'll continue to paint landscapes, and I'll do that. But I'm getting kind of old. It's hard to climb up on scaffolding every day and stand for 8-10 hours. And, you know, I'm just getting kind of old, and it's time.
Maxine, what do you think the odds are someone will entice her into doing at least one mural a year, right?
I can see that. It's very empowering to move to retirement because when people come up with jobs, I say, well, I'm really, really, really sorry. I'm going to move to retirement. And people are so supportive. If I said, oh, I don't want to do that because it doesn't fit my career goals, people are like, you're a jerk. So it has given me this leverage, which I really enjoy. So yeah, I might still be enticed to do things that, I really like that.
You need a prodigy. You need someone to step in behind you here, Kelly.
The problem is that I am so antiquated. I am such a Luddite. I have not moved on to new technologies because nobody does murals like this anymore. They're not hand painted. Now they're digitized and they're, you know, printed off on, you know, acetate or something like that and then installed. So nobody does it like this anymore. So I shouldn't be teaching anymore because this is the end. This is like, you know, this is like the I'm like a blacksmith is what I am, you know.
Yeah.
Has anyone produced a log of some sort that gives information about all the murals you've done in Wisconsin?
No, however, there is a man named Greg Sheevy he's a photographer, and he's been going around Wisconsin and taking photographs of outdoor murals. So he's taken a lot of pictures of mine, and he's gone through the proper steps of ensuring, you know, get permission, because some of these are copywritten. And so hopefully he'll get done with that, and I'll be part of a book of murals. So that'd be kind of cool.
Very cool.
I would dig that.
So, very cool. All right, so Village Fest this Saturday, 4 to 7 right there on Michigan Street in Butternut.
It's fun.
All right, very good.
Yeah, come on down. It's really, really fun. It's really easy. You know, it's a low impact event. You don't have to dress up.
There's free brats and there's booze for sale. Even if you're listening right now and you don't cook and you're like a single senior citizen, just come down.
Just come. The dish to pass part is not like a requirement.
And see, in Wisconsin, when you have a potluck dish to pass, has anyone ever ran out of food?
Nobody. No.
Ever.
That's the problem. We will be like at the end of this event going, who wants this? Who wants that? Here, take this home.
I think it should be a requirement that when you come to a potluck, you bring another empty container.
Right, exactly.
You have to take something home with you, right?
On purpose.
Exactly.
Well, you know, this all got started because of the fellow at True Value that overheard some people talking about a good place to eat, and he popped in. He was a fellow that worked there, and he popped over to their group and said, well, you know, if you want a really good place to eat, you just go to a funeral in Butternut.
So there you go. So that's why we called it Village Fest. We couldn't call it funeral potluck
fest.
Day, because that would be like the obituary book. You've got a theme going.
I didn't foresee today's discussion going the way it
did. So. Exactly. A lot of death here.
Wonderful. Maxine, always good to see you, Maxine.
Good to see you, too.
Kelly, good to see you, Village Fest. Check out flyer for that is at 98qcountry.com/events if you want to check it out. Thank you much.
Okay. Thanks, Joel.
Yep, the news next on Reality Radio.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful North Woods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Inflation at the wholesale level easing a bit last month. Producer prices down 2.6% year to year. Tomorrow we find out about prices at the consumer level, which is what a lot of economists use to gauge inflation. NATO scrambling jets after Russia violated Russian airspace. The drones were shot down. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
It comes less than a week after Russian President Vladimir Putin traveled to China showing unity with leaders of China and North Korea. Since that meeting, Russia has staged its largest aerial attack on Ukraine since the war began.
Russia now claiming it did not deliberately target Poland when it sent the drones there. Demonstrators fanning out across France. They have called for a full day of strikes and protests over proposals to cut government spending. Police in Queens, New York are looking for the man suspected of murdering a husband and wife in their 70s, terrorizing them for 5 hours before tying the husband to a pole and setting him on fire. The wife also burned. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News and 98Q Country, I'm Shali Pittman. The Packers are shining a spotlight on high school football coaches across the state. WGBW's Connie Fellman has more.
They're looking for your nominations for Coach of the Week. Each week, the Packers recognize a high school coach for making a difference on the field or in the community. Each winning coach gets a $1,000 donation for their school's football program. And at the end of the season, one coach will be named Coach of the Year and be recognized when the Packers host the Bears at Lambeau in December. Nominations are open now, and the first Coach of the Week will be announced next week. More at Packers.com. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Civic Media News for 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Yesterday, Marshfield Clinic had their grand opening of their new and improved renovated hospital department. We spoke with Lori McEwen, Vice President of Operations and Patient Care Services, who had words of praise for the very adaptable and resilient hospital staff that had to work with construction schedules.
To be able to have such a dynamic team, if it wasn't for the team of leaders that we had, when I hear the word resilient, I really think of our team here, because it's like, okay, now I'm taking the emergency room and I'm moving it to med-surg this week, and they would just all pack up and figure it out, and now I'm taking, you know, the emergency department, we're moving you back, and now med-surg is going to have to go into administration for a while, and everybody just worked together because they knew the end project was going to be well worth all of it.
Saturday, September 20th, from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., Sleep in Heavenly Peace invites you out to Christ the Servant Lutheran Church to come help build some beds. It's going to be the Breaking Chains Band leading worship from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. You're invited to come sing, dance, and clap along. And then from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., you can help build some beds. And at the end of it all, at 12:30 p.m., a free lunch will be served. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, September 20th, from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., over at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church, right here in Park Falls. Wisconsin Democrats have introduced a package of bills that they say would benefit workers. Savannah Tomielsen reports.
Most notably, if passed, their plan would repeal Act 10. The controversial law, championed by then-Governor Scott Walker, curbed collective bargaining rights for public sector employees. State Senator Mark Spreitzer.
This proposal will restore workplace fairness and ensure that those who benefit from union representation are contributing their fair share so that we can build strong unions that can make sure we have good wages and working conditions for everyone.
The bills would also strengthen laws against misclassification. That's basically where employers can call their employees independent contractors when they're really not. Democratic lawmakers say that can have a wide range of impacts. Businesses can avoid paying payroll taxes and unemployment, and they don't have to provide health and safety benefits. Larry Statz owns his contracting business. He says companies that misclassify their employees are saving so much money, they're able to undercut businesses who are following the law, like his.
More and more competitors have adopted the illegal business model of misclassification, where they mislabel their actual workers as independent contractors. They avoid paying taxes, Social Security, workman's comp, and unemployment benefits.
a responsibility that honest employers like us take on every day.
This package of bills would also reinstate prevailing wage laws. Republicans repealed Wisconsin's in 2015. All 60 Democrats in the state assembly and state senate have signed on to these bills. However, because they don't have the majority, they're unlikely to go anywhere without Republican support. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers wrap it up in Texas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. Game 3 of the Brewers-Rangers series today in Arlington. Milwaukee losing again last night, this time 5-4. The Rangers rookie Michael Helman, the star again, with a leaping catch over the outfield fence to deny Bryce Terang a home run. And then he went out and hit his own two-run homer in his next at-bat. The Brewers have reactivated Reese Hoskins after missing 57 games with an injured thumb. NFL, the Packers signing wide receiver Christian Watson to a one-year extension worth $13 million. Watson suffering a torn ACL early January against the Bears, expected back later this season. The Packers play the Commanders tomorrow night at Lambeau Field. Kickoff 7:15. Offensive tackle Zach Tom and guard Aaron Banks, both questionable for the game. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers played Alabama for the first time ever this Saturday. Kickoff 11 a.m. It looks like Danny O'Neill will again start at quarterback. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
9:21, and we've got some Fifield stuff coming up here, a reunion coming there that we'll talk about in just a little bit. We're going to get you updated on what's going on with the Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director, Courtney. Courtney, how you doing?
I'm good.
Well, we are a little bit of a, not a lull time, but kind of a deep breath time here in September where the kids go back to school, and but we're gearing up for some fun fall events here.
Yes, yeah. Still busy at the chamber office. We got a lot of hunters starting to come to the area, and bear and grouse and everything picking up. So
it's a different type of tourism.
Yes.
See, in July and August, it's I always notice it when I go to Quick Trip or Super One, because you know, people in the big city, they dress different than the people from the north. You know who they are.
Yeah.
But then they're gone now, which is fine. And now it's just like, oh, here comes the camouflage and the orange.
Yep. And yeah, there's a lot more dogs barking in the vehicles as they go by.
I hear that in the I'll have the window open here at the studio in the St. Croix Super One parking lot here. All of a sudden, I'll just hear whines. Are there geese flying over? No, there's dogs barking.
Yep.
They want to go bear hunting. So so good to have the tourists in the area, but we do have some special things coming up, including Fright Fest.
Yes, gearing up for Fright Fest. It is going to be Saturday, October 25th from 11 to 2 in Old Abe Memorial Park. We're going to start with the pumpkin drop right around 11, probably closer to 11:15. Give us a few minutes to get all the setup ready there, but right now, the pumpkin is measuring at about 700 pounds, and it's still growing slowly because of the cold snap. I'm told by Tim, who is growing it for us, that when the cooler weather hits in, it slows down to about like 2 pounds a day. But when it's warmer, it can start to pick back up, because those can grow up to like 30 pounds a day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's crazy. It's going to be entertaining to see how big this thing gets.
And that'll be launched?
Yes, that will be dropped on, barring any animals that get involved with it. That's the hard part, is Mother Nature and the creatures that are out there that enjoy pumpkins.
It's just finding, storing it at a place where nothing gets to it.
And yes, once we harvest it in early October, and then I keep it in a secure, temperature-controlled environment and try to keep any mice or other creatures from getting at it.
All right. So
it'll be ready to drop, and the kids will be able to grab some of those seeds again, and we'll have instructions. So if they pick up some seeds, you can try and grow your own giant pumpkin. We'd love to see some other people try and see how big they can get one, because it's a whole process.
Yeah. And on that day, the 25th, we've got some food vendors and stuff down at the park too,
yes,
right?
Yes. So we will have our trunk or treat. This year it's more of a table or treat, because it'll be in the park. So you'll get to walk around throughout the park and pick up all the free goodies from everyone. And then we do have lunch available for purchase. So we have the American Legion Auxiliary is going to be in the pavilion concession stand that's there in the newly finished park. If you were down there for Wednesday Night Live this summer, I was in there selling selling beverages. So those ladies will be in there selling hot dogs, brats, and other goodies. And then we also have Double D's will be down there with their food truck. And so there'll be options for lunch. So you can come down, get all the free candy and other treats like that, but also have a really good lunch and then visit the other businesses downtown that'll be open as well. So you can get other beverages and some of them will be handing out treats as well. So we'll have a little map for everyone. Yeah. But we're also going to have the Phillips Children's Museum again down there with all the fun yard games and things to check out and a pumpkin decorating station. We're trying to keep it as mess-free as possible so parents don't have to worry about that. Keep it easy. But that'll be available while supplies last. We do have some pumpkins that were smaller pumpkins that were donated to us. So yeah, the giant one can't necessarily get that home easy, but you can take home a couple seeds and take home a little pumpkin.
Sure. That's the 25th. So we have Halloween on a Friday this year, right?
Yes.
So we're going to go that Saturday before. That way the kids can de-sugar and then re-sugar up again on Halloween. So.
Yeah, it's a good opportunity. Get the use out of those costumes because, you know, none of that stuff is cheap. And those people also put a lot of work into the homemade ones. We love to see all the different stuff that comes through downtown. This is like one of my favorite events to participate in because the creativity, not only from the kids, but their whole families that get involved, it's really cool to see some of them do a whole themed costume, like a whole group of them. Last year, we had quite a few even teenagers come down with their siblings and stuff, and they had different coordinated costumes, which was really cool to see.
Yeah.
And this year, as an extra added bonus to Fright Fest, the Miss Flamborama pageant contestants and their families are hosting the Halloween pup pageant to follow our festivity. So we have Fright Fest from 11 to 2, and then at 3 o'clock, you can bring your pup down and join them for the pup pageant. They're doing Best Costume, Trick or Treat, and Best in Show as their categories, and they are donating the proceeds to Catkins Animal Shelter. So come down. And
that'll be right at the park also.
Yes, that'll be right at the park. So it'll be a nice, there's a little break there, so that way if there's kids that aren't comfortable with dogs and stuff, gives them time to leave the park and gives us time to reset up for all the dogs to come down. So it'll be a really good time, and it benefits a great cause.
Yeah. All right. Always information at parkfalls.com. That's a great place to get all the information. And on the Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce Facebook page, there's always postings being put on there of events and businesses having sale events. That's a great place to check every day because every day people are putting stuff on there, things going on.
Yes. Our community calendar on our website, every day stuff's getting added. It comes through every morning. I come in and it notifies me of what new events have been added. And at one point, September, there wasn't a lot on there, and now already it's filling up. The closer we get to things, more and more is being added every day.
All right, parkfalls.com. We'll talk more about the Halloween activities as we get a little bit closer. It feels like it should be Halloween next week with the weather we've had.
Yes, but now it looks like it's going to warm back up, but which is exciting.
We got a month and a half yet till Halloween, so yeah, we got warm weather left.
I'm hoping for a nice, like that's the scariest part of Fright Fest isn't any of the spooky
weather.
Stuff, it's the weather.
Yeah, because we've had snowstorms around that time. We don't talk about that. All right, Courtney, good to see you.
Thank you.
Courtney with the Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce. Check out all the stuff going on at parkfalls.com. Northwoods
weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some dense fog expected early, then expect mostly cloudy skies with highs right around 70. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows in the lower 50s. A good-looking September day on Thursday with partly sunny skies and highs in the mid-70s. It's 58 at our studios.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drug-to-driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. A shared message from the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
9:29, we'll talk a little bit about the Fifield School reunion in a bit, and our weekly visit with Scott, the executive director of the YMCA. That's coming up, too. 98Q Morning Show, Reality Radio, is broadcast from the Aspirus Health Studios. Better begins with human kindness. Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people. Man, I had a look yesterday at the Katkins featured pet of the month, and I had to look away because it's just unbelievably cute. Skipper is just an adorable 10-week-old Jack Russell Terrier. Jack Russell Terrier pity mix. Goodness gracious, that picture is so adorably pathetic. It's just wow. KatkinsAnimalRescue.org. They are your local no-kill animal shelter. Katkins right here, of course, just outside of Park Falls.
Life's not one size fits all, and your financial plan shouldn't be either. At Forward Investment Services, they focus on what matters to you, your goals, your family, your future. From saving for college to planning for retirement, they're here to guide you with personalized advice and local expertise. Financial stability starts with a plan. Start yours today at Forward Investment Services. Not FDIC insured, no bank guarantees. They lose value securities and investment advisory services offered through Safe Wealth Bank, member FINRA, SIPC. Safe Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Safe Wealth.
No matter where you are in life, we're here for you. Marshfield Clinic primary care teams offer the kind of care you need when and where you need it. Marshfield Clinic. Life is calling. Go with confidence.
Well, September has been designated as Hunger Action Month, and your local Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is taking action, as it says, Hunger Action Month. You can drop off any non-perishable food item donations this month. We've got a box right here at the 98Q Studios, right on Highway 13, Park Falls. Very convenient. There are several other locations. Wheelway in Fifield has a drop box. State Farm Insurance, Jake and Diana over there. They'll take your non-perishable food items over there. Also, you can drop off at North Lakes Community Clinic right in downtown Park Falls. Oh Dear Nutrition in Park Falls has a drop box. United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Project Office. Jay's Automotive has a drop box. Park Manor. And, of course, Forward Bank. Forward Bank always has a drop box there. And if you want to make a donation to the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry, you can do that at either any Forward Bank location, Park Falls, Phillips, or any of them. Just say Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry, and they'll do that. It's Hunger Action Month, and your local food pantry is doing just that. And I hope you will consider, when you go grocery shop and pick up maybe an extra pack of ramen noodles or a few cans of soup or something. And if you want to just leave it at the front desk of 98Q, that's fine, or any of the other locations. Brewer baseball is coming up today. We got a 1 o'clock pregame, 1:35 first pitch. Brewers wrapping up that series, and then they'll come home to take on St. Louis this weekend. Packers tomorrow with no Brewers, and then Friday, doubleheader of high school football. Shawamigan and Phillips both playing, so we'll have those games on Friday night. No Brewers Friday night. You're on your own on that, sorry. And then Brewers back on the air, of course, again on Saturday and Sunday.
Step into a world where magic and merriment come alive. Discover fantastical creatures, behold thrilling jousts, and meet your favorite characters of old. From rib-tickling jesters to spellbinding performances, the adventure never ends. Make memories that will last through the ages at the most magical village on Earth, the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Plan your visit today at renaissancefest.com.
Well, tonight, huzzah! All right, yes. Yeah, so tonight, of course, is the 50-50 progressive drawing at the Park Falls American Legion, post 182 here in Park Falls. And I'm checking right now. I think the jackpot I saw was over $15,000 for this week. Undersold that. $17,052 is the jackpot. The winner gets half of that. So we're getting down there as far as number of cards that are remaining. For as little as $5, you can get in on that drawing. Doors open at 6. The drawing's at 7:30 for that tonight for the weekly progressive jackpot. Also, tonight is your last night to buy a raffle ticket to benefit the Park Falls American Legion Auxiliary. The winner of the raffle is going to get 4 tickets to the Packer game on December 7th. That includes parking. You're in an indoor behind glass seating area for that game. So the drawing will be held tonight following the 50-50 drawing at about close to 8 o'clock or so. So if you want to get a ticket, you can do that tonight at the Park Falls American Legion. You don't have to hang around. You do not need to be present to win. But $40 is the cost of the raffle ticket, and all proceeds going to go to the Legion Auxiliary. This was donated by the family of the late Donald Preisler. So we thank them so much for doing that. So go on down there and support the Legion Auxiliary with your $40 raffle ticket. All right, and your chance to win those 4 tickets down at the Legion here in Park Falls. September is Hunger Action Month, and 98Q Country is encouraging you to take action. Drop off your non-perishable food items this month at Wheelway in Fifield, 98Q Country Studios, North Lakes Community Clinic in Park Falls, State Farm Insurance in Park Falls, Oh Dear Nutrition in Park Falls, United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Projects Office, Jay's Automotive, Park Manor, and Forward Bank. Cash donations can be made at any Forward Bank location. Just mention the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. Let's make a difference during Hunger Action Month with 98Q Country.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Never-Clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get 2 unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Right, we've got 9:36 Reality Radio. We'll talk a little YMCA in just a little bit. Of course, the Park Falls Farmers Market. Still got a few weeks left. It goes until the middle of October, like October 15th, I believe, is the official day on that. So we'll talk more about the Farmers Market here in just a little bit. I believe we are going to talk about the Fifield All-Class Reunion, I believe. And this, I believe, is, I'm picking up this phone call on the fly. So is this Bonita?
Yes.
Oh, how you doing, Bonita?
Good.
And we wanted to talk a little bit about the big event in Fifield coming up, right?
That's right.
All right. Give us the info and give us the who, what's, and why's if you could.
Okay. It'll be on Saturday, the 20th, at 4 till 6 for visiting. And then there'll be a buffet served at 6 for $25 each per person.
Okay, and where's that being held at?
Part in Fifield at the at the Northwoods.
Okay, all right. And talk about the event. Who's invited, or what are we celebrating?
Anybody who went to the Fifield school the past years, they're invited to come if okay. they would like.
Okay,
and they can. I am Bonnie Sam. And I will take their money, or she can send it to Tony John Paul. And that's at, well, there wouldn't be any reason to send it there, because you can send it here.
Okay, all right. So the event is a week from Saturday, and we're celebrating the history of the Fifield School there, Bonnie. What year did you go to Fifield School, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Okay, what year did you go there, or what was your last year?
No, I went all 12 years.
Okay.
But the people now are invited. You know, most of the other ones aren't living anymore. So
sure.
we're trying to get a group that has gone to our school.
Okay.
So that's why we're doing this
all right.
with everyone.
And the school closed, what was it, early 60s, right? Is that right?
Oh, no, it didn't. We had our last class was 1962.
But
then it stayed on for a while and served the other people from lower grades. Because the class of 1968 is invited, but they only went up to eighth grade.
Okay.
So then the they are all invited. Anybody who went there at our school at any time, they can still go.
All right. Well, most people listening, Bonnie, don't have a memory of the school, maybe never don't know the history of it. What? Give me a memory or two that you remember that was so cool about that Fifield school.
Oh, actually, the basketball games were so much fun because we had this gym that was in the basement, and we had two games a week all winter, and we did just a wonderful time. I was a cheerleader at that time,
cool.
And it was just, I couldn't wait every week just to go to our games.
Yeah, and that was, of course, Fifield would play Phillips, would play Park Falls.
No, they didn't. We had a different one with all the rural schools.
Right, right, okay.
Like Glidden, Butternut. I can't think of all the names. There's so many of them.
Yeah. Yeah, some great memories and some great history of the school, and I'm sure the museum there in Fifield has some wonderful photos if people ever want to check that out. So a week from Saturday, we're getting together in Northwoods and Fifield to celebrate the history of the Fifield school. And even if people didn't go to the school and they just want to hear some stories about it, I'm sure you'd welcome them to come down, right?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, yeah. It's a different era of schooling, that is for sure.
Yes.
All right, Bonnie. Well, thank you for the info. We'll mention it more. We've still got a week or so here to go, but people can sign up ahead of time. So, Bonnie, thank you so much for taking time to join us.
You're welcome.
You betcha. Bonnie there and the Fifield All-School Reunion a week from Saturday, and if you give me a minute here, I'm going to give you a reference point. I think there is a Facebook page on that you can reference for more information. You can always stop into Northwoods and Fifield, too, if you needed any more information on signing up for that. But you can probably show up the day of on Saturday the 20th, celebrating the history of the Fifield School. There's such cool pictures in that Fifield Historical Society Historical Museum. Very nice. And, of course, if you go top of the hill in Fifield, where the new Wheelway Auto Body Collision Center, that open lot right across from the Auto Body Collision Center, that's where it stood. That's where the school stood. You can just feel the history and the memories right there. We are going to talk about the YMCA coming up here in just a moment. Hold on, Reality Radio.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on 98qcountry.com/contest-terms.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some dense fog expected early, then expect mostly cloudy skies with highs right around 70. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows in the lower 50s. A good-looking September day on Thursday with partly sunny skies and highs in the mid-70s. It's 58 at our studios.
And it's 9:42 on Reality Radio. We're going to, on the fly, get Scott Schultz in here, our executive director of the Flambeau River YMCA, to talk with us a little bit. Scott, good to see you.
Good morning, Joel. Great to see you, too.
Months go by too fast here.
It really does.
We get you in here once a month to chat about this. And what a way to kick off the school year. Last Friday, I was out of town, so I wasn't able to come down, but I saw the photos and I saw the overwhelming response to that event. Just great.
Oh boy, it was so much fun, Joel, and I can't speak more highly of our staff. They put together a terrific program. We had over 400 people that came through the Y that day, and we handed out over 400 hot dogs courtesy of Super One Foods, and we had 200 t-shirts that were handed out to kids courtesy of Forward Bank signature signs and graphics, the credit union in Park Falls, and G Wagner Plumbing. So we had a bunch of terrific sponsors that really put on a great show for the community.
Yeah, we had the bouncy house out there. It was a little bit sprinkly, but it looked like they were still having fun out there.
Yeah, as soon as the sprinkles stopped, we had a bunch of kids that flooded out there. I think my four-year-old spent about an hour and a half out there.
Yeah, great day at the YMCA. And there's more to come. We've got a special event coming up this Friday and much more, so I'll just let you to dig into all the stuff coming up here at the Y.
Wonderful. Thank you. So this Friday, we're going to be doing the bike bus, which will start at the YMCA. And if you go onto our Facebook page, we're going to do another announcement today to kind of re-up the route. But we'll be taking 7th Avenue over to Division and down across the highway. The police department's going to help us cross the highway safely. And essentially, we're there to take the kids on a route, showing them an alternate route to school for biking if they want to take that on those nice days rather than busing. And it's the safest way possible. And get a little exercise in the meantime before the snow flies.
Yeah, bring that. I mean, there are still some kids who ride their bikes to school, mm-hmm. but I think having a little direction maybe and on where to go and how to handle certain crosswalks and stuff will kind of provide a little more of a comfort level, I would guess, right?
Absolutely. And we're going to leave the Y at 7:05, and we're going to get to the school anywhere between 7:35 and 7:40. And we're going to have a few different staff members there. All participants are welcome for 4YK and older. But if you're 4YK or kindergarten, you have to bring a parent. They have to be along on the route with us. And all who participate are wearing helmets as well.
I know a few adults that should probably have a guardian with them too, but we'll leave that for another time. All right. All right. So nice event this Friday. People can always check out the Flambeau River YMCA Facebook page and our 98qcountry.com. Also, we've got the flyer information on that event, so some good information. All right. What else is happening at the Y?
Well, we've got a big announcement for a big program that's actually starting up this Thursday at 5 o'clock p.m. until 7 p.m. We're going to be doing an open house for the Early Learning Center. And great to announce, and we're very thrilled to announce that the Early Learning Center is opening up on Monday, September 15th. We had Hannah, our Early Learning Center coordinator, she had her chats with DCF on Monday, and Thursday morning DCF is going to be coming through the Y for their final inspection, and they've given us the green light to go ahead and be prepared to open up on Monday.
All right. Hannah, we're ready to roll, right?
Yeah, so we are accepting ages 6 weeks through 5 years old. My staff and I are very excited to finally welcome these families in. So please come check out the open house from tomorrow. There'll be light refreshments and time for any questions and be able to meet the staff.
Okay. All right. And there's still openings available, or where are we at with that, Scott or Hannah?
Yep. There, our infant room is full, but we do have room for ages 2 to 5 yet.
Okay. All right.
And the infants, you know, the infants tend to grow really quick. Mm-hmm. And so if you are in need of infant care, reach out to us at the Y and Hannah, and we'll get you onto the waiting list right away, because those kids, as soon as they turn 2 years old, they go up into the next room. So
okay. All right. Contact the YMCA if you have any questions on those. And we'll mention generally again, too, because there's always new listeners and people hearing us for the first time. Inquire, stop by the YMCA or call. Ask about to see if your insurance covers memberships, because you guys can make it a very, you don't have to go through that whole 50-page pamphlet you got for insurance. You can just call the Y, and you guys have a little program there that'll just tell them right away, right?
Absolutely. Abby and her team will be able to look you up right away. If you bring your insurance card with, I think it's a 9-digit code, we'll be able to look you up and get you connected. And we actually just created a partnership with WPS Insurance. And so that's a new one that started on September 1st. And so if you are an insurance carrier with WPS, you may also now be eligible for your insurance to pay for your membership as well.
All right. Very cool. All right. Anything else exciting we want to pass along with the wire?
It's the start of a new session. We just started the new session on Monday. So all of our youth dance classes, we have a couple openings there yet. If anybody's interested in taking youth dance, and all of our group exercise classes have started up again for our early birds. Bryn, she is one of our high intensity interval training coaches, and she just started a 6 a.m. class on Wednesday mornings. So if you're an early riser, she has an early morning class for you.
And classes all the way from those who may be doing intense workouts to elderly who just want to do some very simple stretching, everything there and in between, right?
Everything there and in between. And the really cool thing is so much of our workouts can be tailored to the individual, and you can change each different movement to make it easier or more difficult depending on what your needs are and where you're at.
All right, very good. So very excited to get the youngsters in there starting on Monday.
Yes.
And Hannah's excited. We're going to get her some coffee, some caffeine, so you can keep up with the kids. But all the preparation, Hannah, this has to be exciting to actually now finally see some faces in there, right?
Very exciting.
Yeah, yeah, it'll be very cool. Very cool and fun for everybody. All right, very good. If folks have any questions, Scott, they can always check out the Facebook page or the website. Where would they go for the web? It would be good.
I would recommend going to the Facebook page okay. for right now. We're the website's under construction right now. There will be a new website, hopefully in the next 4 weeks, which will really incorporate Flambeau River a lot better than it currently is. The former or current website is rather outdated, and so we're working with a company to build us a new one, which is going to be far better. So always check out the Facebook page. We put all of our information right on there.
And feel free to stop in for a little guided tour if they want during the day. And again, it's a 24/7 facility, folks. Once you're a member, you can go at 3 o'clock in the morning and exercise if you want, right?
Absolutely. And we have members there at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
It's a popular time.
Oh, really?
It is.
It's very quiet, yeah. All right, Scott, always good to see you. Hannah, good luck on Monday. We'll be praying for you, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Scott. Scott Schultz, Executive Director here of your Flambeau River YMCA.
98Q Country.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking at the county fair. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo, I'll be there. They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way. I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind. Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio.
George Strait on a Reality Radio Wednesday, cloudy Wednesday morning. Farmers Market, we're hoping that sun will come out a little bit this afternoon between 2 and 5:30. All kinds of that fall stuff starting to pop out there. Very popular place to be. 2 to 5:30 Farmers Market, Christ the Servant Lutheran Church right on Highway 13 here in Park Falls. If you missed some of the stuff we did there, great discussion as always with Kelly and Maxine with Village Fest. And everything we did, we'll edit it down for you and archive it, make it on demand for you. There's a ton of on demand stuff at 98qcountry.com. 98qcountry.com and click on podcast. It'll take you right where you need to be.
Joel Karnick in the morning.
They're different. They make you laugh and they just keep going because I have such a long ride in the morning. So they just make me laughing from beginning to end. It's different.
98Q Country.
A good time since you know when. Got talked into going out with hopes you were staying in.
I was feeling like myself for the first time in a long time, till I bumped into some of your friends over there talking to mine. Then you rolled in with your hair in the wind, baby, without warning. I was doing all right, but just your side had my heart storming. The moon went high and stars quit shining. Rain was driving, thunder, lightning. You wrecked my whole world when you came and hit me like a hurricane. From the moment when we locked eyes over whiskey on, I started talking about us again. And if I would have just laid my drink down and walked out, well, I wouldn't be in my truck driving us to your house. But you rolled in with your hair in the wind, maybe without warning. I was doing all, just your side had my heart storming. The moon went high and stars quit shining. Rain was driving, thunder, lightning. You wrecked my whole world when you came and hit me like a hurricane. Hit me like a hurricane. Get a go. Just your side had my heart storming. The moon went high and stars quit shining. Rain was driving, thunder, lightning. You wrecked my whole world when you came and hit me like a hurricane. You hit me like a hurricane.
Luke Combs at 98Q Country. Well, the reality radio reality is we never really know when the show is over. Sometimes we end it and then we're like, oh, it's not ending. So we'll just keep going. Extended play, because Big G, when Big G walks in the studio with stuff to talk about, Big G goes on the air. How you doing, Big G?
Good, Joel. How are you?
Good to see you. Good to see you. We have a couple of events we wanted to mention here.
I wanted to weigh in on a couple of things here. First of all, Lena's Northern Pines Resort, she's got new fall hours now. And she's going to be open Wednesday through Saturday at 3:30. She'll be closed, of course, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And the kitchen will be open weekdays, Wednesday and Thursday till 8, and Friday and Saturday till 9. So book your cabin stays at lenasnorthernpines.net. And also, she's taking bookings now for holiday parties, reunions, and any sort of gatherings out there. She can certainly accommodate and cater there at Lena's Northern Pines Resort in Butternut.
All right, you got a big fishing contest coming up,
too. Of course, she's got Lena's Bar and Grill up in Glidden. Big muskie tournament coming up here the end of the month, Saturday and Sunday, September 27th and 28th. Fish from sunrise to sunset on Saturday, and fish from sunrise until noon on Sunday. $75 per person, includes a prime rib dinner Saturday night, and beef sandwiches on Sunday at 1 p.m. Prizes, hats, contact Lena with questions. Must fish within 40 miles of Lena's Bar and Grill up there in Glidden. So coming up again the last weekend in September 27th and 28th, muskie tournament up there.
When you were saying you wanted to weigh in on something, I thought you wanted to talk about our 98QCountry.com poll asking people what we should rename Meatloaf.
Oh,
yeah, we should, okay. Because I think it's a bad name, and people, it gets bad.
I heard you and Gray talking about it this morning, and, you know, meatloaf to me is, that's a Monday meal. I call it a Monday meatloaf.
A Monday meal. Yeah.
Because it has a good alliteration, and it just, it's a good meal on Monday.
Plus, if you got leftovers, and you got a little up for lunch on Tuesday.
Yeah, you can make a nice meatloaf sandwich, yep.
Yeah, if you're gonna make meatloaf, make enough so there's leftovers, because there's something about a meatloaf stirring in the refrigerator for a day and then reheating it that has a whole nother taste to it.
Oh yeah. Leftovers aren't a big word in my vocabulary, but meatloaf sandwiches are definitely a plus. So the
options on the website are Meatalicious, Meat Wad, Meatinator, and Meat Treat.
Boy, oh boy.
And Gray, I when I was out in the office earlier, I heard a lingering term of Meat Loaferson. Or Gunderloaf, Meat Gunderloaf.
Oh, okay.
He was working on. Or the fifth option is, oh my gosh, Joel, just please, none of these, leave it alone. That's the fifth option. All right.
I'll get back to you on that.
All right. You'll do some taste testing and get back to me, right?
Yep.
All right, Big G, always good to see you.
You too.
McKay in the Midday coming in next, folks. Have yourself a great Wednesday.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israel continues defending its airstrike on Doha, even though around the world, the move has been soundly criticized.
The strike causing international outcry. Qatar condemning the attack, calling it state terrorism and accusing Israel of sabotaging ceasefire talks. Israel says it was entirely justified, though Hamas called it a failure, claiming that none of its leaders were killed. Instead, they say it only killed security guards and the son of a Hamas leader, as well as a member of the Qatari security forces.
ABC's James Longman in Doha. Russia says it did not deliberately target Poland when drones were sent over the border and into Polish airspace. Polish and NATO air defenses were scrambled, shooting down the drones. A Russian airstrike on pensioners picking up their checks in eastern Ukraine this week, killing 24. Inflation at the wholesale level eased a bit last month. The producer price index down 2.6% on a yearly basis. Tomorrow, we find out about price indexes at the consumer level. This is ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some dense fog expected early, then expect mostly cloudy skies with highs right around 70. For tonight,